I think I just feel that I am extraordinarily fortunate. One, that I found out what it was that I truly love to do. And what I love to do is draw and make stuff. And then, secondly, that's actually how I can make a living. That's how I can spend all my time.
When did you realize that?
Well, I realized what I really love drawing and making. I was fascinated by objects and what they could do and how they were made. Probably, I don't know. I mean, probably by the time I was seven. And then what I realized was I was fascinated by drawing, but not for drawing's sake. When I drew, it was a means to an end. And that end was to try and explore ideas and develop ideas that would then let me try and build them.
To make something work.
To make something. Sometimes it didn't work, but it was to make something.
And, you know, that idea of design and usefulness is, you know, is deep in our past, and whether it's arts and craft movement or something that goes much further back than that. The notion that art is useful, you're saying, is something that you understood even before anyone told you.
I don't know if I understood that, but it's what preoccupied me. It's what I found fascinating, and it's something I found that I could do. It's an interesting challenge, though, because it's industrial design, and the form of design that I'm involved in and practice is part fine art, part engineering. It's quite challenging in the fact that it involves so many different areas of expertise.
How do you manage to keep that compartment in your mind that cares about design, efficacy, something new, separate from, you know, the commercial pressure, which, you know, your company's bound to put on you? Come on, we need something new, do it this. Can you have the space to think in the way that you like?
Yeah, I mean, I actually don't keep that separate. And I think that's one of the, I think that's fairly fundamental to our success at Apple, is that we're very clear about what our goals are. And our goals aren't compartmentalizing. You know, we have some commercial focus, and then we have some sort of product focus. That's absolutely not our approach to developing products. Our goal is very simple, and it's to try and design the very best products that we possibly can. And we're very disciplined, very focused, and very clear across the company. That is our goal. And then we trust that if we manage to do that, if we're successful there, then there are a number of consequences that people will like the product, hopefully they'll buy the product, and then we will make some money. But the goal isn't to make money, the goal is to try and develop the very best products that we can.
How much does beauty matter to you?
Well, beauty is it's a very difficult word to define, certainly in terms of what we do and the way that we work. But there is incredible beauty in a very efficiently an elegantly built product. There's beauty when something works, and it works intuitively, and it doesn't expect you to have to read an instruction book. So, and of course, there is beauty based on form and proportion, material and finish and color. So, I think beauty is an incredibly complex sort of concept.
Except you know it when you see it.
I think you do, and I think sometimes you can't actually consciously explain why you believe something's beautiful.
You don't have to.
I think, but you do. I think you have, at a number of different levels, an appreciation for a product.
Do you? I mean, you must find yourself sitting on planes and seeing somebody with an iPad or even an old iPhone across the aisle. Do you ever lean over and say, you know something, that's mine?
No, I don't. No. But the it's incredibly encouraging, and it's a real affirmation, because the reason that we do what we do isn't to design products for ourselves. The whole point of what we do is to design for other people. And so, you know, when you actually see other people using the products, it's of course really exciting.
People talk about our culture being, you know, increasingly trashy and of the moment and very ephemeral. And other people argue that there is a real love of of good things, beautiful things, things that work well. I mean, are you optimistic that good design, creative design, is something that can win through against, you know, cheap trash?
Oh, I'm absolutely convinced that that's the case. And I think the designer's job is getting... It's certainly becoming more complex, and I think the challenges are more significant now than they have been in the past. But I think the getting it wrong is... I think the consequences of getting it wrong are also more significant.
If you could choose what you managed to do next, whether with Apple or anywhere else, what would it be? What would you like to crack?
I would just like to work with, you know, the same team that I've been fortunate enough to work with for the past 15 years, and just learn together and work on trying to solve the same sorts of problems that we've been trying to solve over the last 15 years.